Good afternoon. The disturbance in the mid-levels of the atmosphere that brought clouds and showers our way during the early morning period continues to pivot to the north and into southern Canada, taking the showers along with it. We'll continue the drying trend into the afternoon, and with a fair amount of sunshine mixing with clouds and a healthy southerly breeze, temperatures will push into the upper 60s and lower 70s on average for afternoon highs. Another disturbance on the heels of this first bundle of energy will rotate through, taking the same course later tonight and into tomorrow morning. The result will be increasing cloud cover this evening with showers and potentially some bursts of rain or thunderstorms moving in during the overnight hours and temperatures dropping back into the 50s for overnight lows. Areas of fog will also develop toward tomorrow morning. After leftover showers in the morning hours tomorrow, it looks like we'll start another drying trend into the afternoon. This time, a west-southwesterly wind will pick up and gust at times over 30 to 40 miles per hour, driving in cooler air for the end of the week. Still, tomorrow afternoon's highs with partly sunny skies will be in the middle to upper 60s, followed by a mix of sun and clouds in lower 60s on Thursday. On Friday, another disturbance will head off the mid-Atlantic coast, pushing clouds into the southern half of our area. North of I-90 will have more sunshine on Friday, and highs again will be around the 60-degree mark. That disturbance will push a few showers into the lower Hudson Valley in southern New England on Friday night and Saturday morning. Then we'll spend the rest of Saturday drying out with increasing sunshine and highs staying in the 50s. High pressure will build in behind that disturbance, and on Sunday we'll enjoy mostly sunny skies with highs right around 60 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from eastern New Jersey to southern New England, including Long Island and the New York City metro area overnight tonight. Energy moving through the Ohio Valley today will intensify, producing increased deep layer forcing. This, combined with low-level moistening and destabilization, suggests that thunderstorm development will occur from the Delmarva, northern mid-Atlantic region to southern New England. Strengthening deep layer shear and increasing low-level shear along a 50-knot south-southwesterly low-level jet stream will prove favorable for organized storms with damaging wind gusts and hail both possible. And the Joint Typhoon Warning Center in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, continues to issue advisories for Typhoon Vongfang, which is gaining strength as it heads towards Southeast Asia. Maximum sustained winds are now near 140 miles per hour, with gusts up to 165 miles per hour. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 107 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 20 at Bodie State Park, also in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers in the mid-70s, Boston mostly cloudy and breezy in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with a chance of showers and highs in the mid-60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees. The average low, 43. The record high, 89, set in 1963. And the record low, 27, in 1986. Sunrise this morning, 6:59 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:26 p.m. 11 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Breaks in the cloud cover with increasing sunshine through the late afternoon, breezy with highs in the 60s. Increasing clouds again tonight with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm overnight with lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine through the afternoon, breezy with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Increasing clouds again tonight with showers and thunderstorms overnight and lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine this afternoon, breezy with highs in the upper 60s. Increasing clouds again tonight with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm overnight with lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Increasing sunshine this afternoon, breezy, with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with showers and thunderstorms overnight with lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Breaks of sunshine through the afternoon, breezy with highs in the lower 70s. Increasing clouds again tonight with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm overnight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning showers, then partly sunny skies becoming windy with highs in the middle to upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds cooler on Thursday in the lower 60s. Increasing clouds to the south on Friday, more sunshine north of I-90 near 60. Showers overnight Friday night and a few left over on Saturday morning, especially in the lower Hudson Valley in New England. Then increasing sunshine for everyone Saturday afternoon in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny near 60 on Sunday and a chance of showers again Monday with highs in the lower to mid-60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.